I'm Katie Tang, Director of the Office Small Business, and I'll be helping us move through this program today. So first off, I want to thank Rich and Liza, co-founder of Spro, and of course to your team for hosting us on this special occasion today. And also, and also want to wish your baby Aiden a happy 1 year birthday today. So before you all leave, I hope you support this wonderful small business and get caffeinated in the meantime. And I highly recommend the Orange Blossom, my favorite. So, and then welcome to all the Board of Supervisors today. It looks like we have more than a quorum. So I don't know if we should hold a Board of Supervisors meeting here today. So I want to thank Mayor Lurie and your Policy Chief for Housing and Economic Development, Ned Siegel, for your laser focus on permitting reform and improving the operating experience for small businesses all throughout San Francisco. Your attention and support has been critical to advancing these meaningful changes. What we are celebrating here today was made possible by so many people, including my incredible teammates on the Permit SF leadership team, Liz Waddy, who is our new Permit SF director, Patrick O'Riordan from DBI, and Rebecca Mayer from the Permit Center. Also, of course, by the department heads who have stepped up to join us in this era of change. Carla Short from Public Works Department, Maggie Whelan from the Entertainment Commission, and by so many staff who have already begun working on implementation of these changes, including Bridget Hicks from the Permit Center, Gregory Slocum from the Public Works Department, and so, so many more. And finally, we'd also like to thank all the community leaders who have supported us through the legislative journey, including those who are here with us today and so many others, the Golden Gate Restaurant Association, represented today by Matt Schuster, the owner of Canela Bistro and Bar, the SF, clap for that, SF Council District of Merchants, represented by Tim, the president, Tim Omi. A Chamber of Commerce, represented by Rolando, Jackson, and Duncan. And Cynthia Huey, our Small Business Commission President, and again, so, so many more. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mayor Lurie.
Thank you, Katie. Good morning, everyone. I told the supervisors this, but Rich, Aiden might have to sit through a speech. I'm sorry. Aiden, you good? Happy birthday, dude. Good morning, everyone. Today, with the help of the entire Board of Supervisors, we are cutting red tape and making San Francisco more vibrant in every neighborhood. I could not be more excited to sign this first batch of Permit SF legislation, which this board unanimously passed. I often say that you can't fix what you can't see, which is why I walk the streets of our city and listen to residents to learn how we can better serve them. When I talk to our small business owners like Rich, who is here with us today, I hear the same story again and again. Working with the city feels like swimming upstream. A permitting process that should be simple slows them down, drains their resources, and discourages investment. But what I know, and what everyone here behind me knows, is that our small business owners are the backbone of our city. Today, we are honoring that spirit and acting on it. Thanks to the partnership with our Board of Supervisors, we are signing a legislative package that will make common sense changes to our permitting system. With this Permit SF legislation, if you want to put out tables and chairs for your customers, you no longer need a permit to do so.
It's so exciting.
That change alone will put $2,500 back into the pockets of small businesses every year and save them a visit to the Permit Center. After today, you will no longer need approval from planning or the Department of Building and Inspections to host a live performance or keep your restaurant open late. Yeah. These are only some of the reforms we're signing into law today, and they are just the beginning. This past Tuesday, another package of Permit SF legislation also passed its first reading at the Board of Supervisors. Those reforms will give existing businesses flexibility with storefront signage and open up new ways for business owners to fill downtown spaces. These legislative reforms are part of a broader transformation. When it comes to permitting, we've launched a public-facing dashboard, expanded permit center hours, and tied staff evaluations to response times, because accountability matters. In addition to these common sense reforms, we will continue to prioritize public safety so people can be safe as they enjoy everything our small businesses have to offer. When our streets are safe and clean, people come back. I'd really, really like to thank Katie Tang, the executive director of the Small Businesses and our Permit SF team, including Liz Waddy. I want to thank Board President Raphael Mandelman, Supervisors Melgar, Dorsey, Engardio, Souder, Mahmoud, Chen, and Cheryl, and the entire Board of Supervisors for their unanimous vote. I look forward to building on everything that we've accomplished together, and we have so much work to do. But today marks a true era. Today marks a true era of collaboration in City Hall. To all the small business owners out there, I hope you see that the mayor, along with every supervisor in every neighborhood, is committed to helping you with action and results. Crime is down almost 30%. Our office vacancy rate is trending down with the third straight quarter of improvement and the largest quarterly decline in vacancy since 2015. Tourism is bouncing back with Moscone Center convention bookings and associated hotel reservations up 50% year over year. Each of these positive indicators bode well for our small businesses. And something else is happening as well. There is a renewed sense of optimism in our city. You can feel it in the people who are investing and betting on San Francisco again. This is what happens when we work together and find solutions that help San Franciscans. San Francisco is on the rise, but a full economic recovery is going to continue to take all of us working together. I am determined to create the conditions for success. With legislation like the package I'm about to sign and through the partnership of everyone here, San Francisco won't just imagine the future, we will build it. Let's go, San Francisco.
All right, now I'm going to bring up our biggest cheerleader here today, President of the Board of Supervisors, Raphael Mandelman.
Cheerleader in chief. I am giddy. This is amazing. This is fantastic. Too much coffee. No. I think Rich will agree that you can never have too much coffee, San Francisco. Katie Tang, thank you so much for all that you do for our small businesses and for our neighborhoods. It was a pleasure to serve with you for 6 or so months on the Board of Supervisors, and it has been an even greater pleasure to see the extraordinary magic you've been able to do in the Office of Small Business. So thank you, Katie Tang. Welcome to District 8, everybody. This is our second press event in District 8 this week. And earlier this week, we were celebrating, congratulations, Supervisor Melgar, the rollout of the Love Our Neighborhoods program. And I said then that program is, in a lot of ways, about giving San Francisco a government that is as good as its people. I think today we are celebrating these reforms that are about giving San Francisco a government that is as good as its small businesses. And when you look at small business owners, we're going to hear from Rich in a minute, but when you look at small business owners like the owners of Spro, I think you see the fearsome tenacity of our small businesses, but also the challenges that they have faced. And I've heard over the years from Rich about some of the bureaucracy that he's had to deal with, about, frankly, some of the public safety challenges that the mayor talked about. This window got smashed a couple years ago by a person with behavioral health challenges. I think Rich has had to chase down people who have stolen from his stores. He's, you know, like a lot of small business owners, he's kind of seen it all. And I think what I love about this package of reforms is it is about saying to our small businesses, we see you and we value you and we're going to get out of the frickin' way and we're actually going to help support you and make it easier for you to thrive in San Francisco, which is what all San Franciscans want. So that is something I mean, I've been, you know, cheerleading because I think this is so good. And the only frustration for me, Mr. Mayor, Ned, is I don't quite understand why we didn't do these things sooner. And that is slightly embarrassing. I have hated the fact that we charge small business owners for putting out tables and chairs for as long as I've known that we had a tables and chairs fee. And we got rid of the fee in Prop M, but of course that hasn't taken effect yet. And the mayor and Ned and the team were like, why do we have a permit for this anyway, people, and propose to get rid of it? And I feel like we went through a similar exercise with some of the work we did to make it a little bit easier for small businesses to deal with the requirements of ADA around front entrances. And we were able, through some legislation earlier in the year, to get rid of some of those fees. But why are we requiring permits to do that work in the first place? And again, now we aren't. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Ned. Thank you, all of the amazing folks in city government who, if allowed to think about how to make city government better, will do that work and will give us amazing, amazing things. So this is a fantastic package. I am giddy. I am happy to be a cheerleader for this. This is extraordinary and a great day for San Francisco. And thanks, everybody.
All right. Now we're going to bring up Supervisor Myrna Melgar. Hi, everyone. I'm Myrna Melgar. I'm the supervisor for District 7. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you to my colleagues for this amazing package that makes things easier for small businesses. I'm just going to make a couple points. First, you know, I'm an immigrant to San Francisco. I'm from El Salvador. My grandmother, Fidelina, was a small businesswoman who was able to raise six children and put them all through university in a third world country, despite having a second grade education, because of her small business, because she was an amazing small businesswoman. And that is the transformational power of small businesses. My family immigrated here to San Francisco when I was a kid, and the city gave my family refuge from violence and an ability to thrive. And that is the DNA of San Francisco, a place where people can come from all over the world and have the upward mobility that our city provides. This package does that. It makes sure that for immigrant businesses, for people who are not experts in the bureaucracy, can't quite hire an expediter and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to open their businesses, this makes it easier, less confusing, more standardized. You can put out tables and chairs to host your customers and have it be much easier. So I'm really grateful that despite the few years of difficulty that we've gone, true to San Francisco traditions, we've reinvented ourselves to be better, to be more welcoming, to provide more opportunities. Ahora voy a decir lo mismo para mis amigos en la prensa hispanohablante. Yo soy inmigrante aquí a este país y mi familia vino. Mi abuela fue una negocianta. Tenía su propio negocio pequeñito y eso fue como mi familia pudo llegar adelante. Esas legislaciones lo hacen más fácil para los pequeños negocios de poder llegar a salir adelante, tener éxito en este país. Y es muy importante para nosotros en San Francisco para poder proveer esa oportunidad a inmigrantes que vienen aquí a hacer
sus familias mejores, a poder tener éxito económico, y vamos a seguirlo haciendo. Así como nos hemos reinventado después de la pandemia, vamos a seguir siendo una ciudad que da oportunidad a los inmigrantes de todo el mundo para poder ser mejores. Muchísimas gracias.
All right, next up is our District 6 Supervisor, Matt Dorsey.
Thanks so much. You know, in the District 6 office, the land use team, which is Madison Tam and myself, find few things more thrilling than rolling up our sleeves and getting to work on Article 6 signage controls of the planning code. And it takes a special kind of nerd to find any of this stuff exciting. And if you look at the legislation, this is dull as dishwater, and I'm just, my hat's off to the communications team for actually having a press conference on this. But you can measure the seriousness of a leader by their willingness to take on the boring stuff. Because you ask any small business in this town about whether this matters, when you hear from them about death by a thousand cuts, and this rule, and that fee, and this thing, and that, all of that is the work that PermitSF is doing. It's hard work to do this kind of legislating. It's not rewarding and it's not exciting, but for the small businesses like we're here to celebrate today in my district and in Rafael Mandelman's district, this stuff matters. So I want to give a shout out to Mayor Lurie for rolling up your sleeves and getting to work on the boring stuff that really does matter. And the only leader I know who gets more excited about this stuff than your office has is Rafael Mandelman, who's doing a lot of this on a lot of boring stuff on procurement reform and all of that stuff. It does matter, and I tend to work on the things. My rule is if it doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, I don't work on it. But that's not entirely true. I am happy to be working with Rafael on procurement, and I'm happy to be a co-sponsor of this. So thank you, Mayor, for what you're doing for the small businesses in my district.
All right. Well, this is turning out to be not a boring press conference. Next, District 4 Supervisor Joel Engardio.
Thank you. All right. To every entrepreneur and innovator in the world, let it be known this legislation is for you. San Francisco wants your good ideas. That's why we are cutting the red tape and rolling out the red carpet so your idea has the runway it needs to succeed. Whether it's an empty storefront or a pop-up, whatever you dream, we want to make it easy for you because we want your idea to be the idea that saves our local economy. Thank you.
All right, next up, District 3 Supervisor Danny Souder.
Good morning, everyone. I love the energy here. I think we should have all of our press conferences at coffee shops. Rich, thank you for welcoming us. We're lucky to have two of your amazing cafes right near City Hall, and we have to talk to make sure we get one of yours in District 3 next. I want to actually first start by thanking San Francisco's broken processes and system, because without it, I might not be here. It was more than a decade ago that I started to get involved in my neighborhood association, and one of the first projects that I raised my hand for was to start a farmer's market in North Beach. And that market is open now, and it's wonderful, it's beautiful, it's every Saturday morning at Columbus and Greenwich. Go check it out. But that process brought me up close and personal with San Francisco's broken permits, broken way that we treat small businesses, and that propelled me to where we are today. So it is, I take deep pleasure in seeing a number of these processes changed and a lot of these rules that don't work anymore rolled back. I think we need to keep going further and further. I am excited about the contents of what we're doing here, the changes we're making with signs, the changes we're making with making it easier for concerts to come into your bar, for tables to be out on your sidewalk, for signs to be up on the corner. It's a big deal. But I think maybe what is more important than this particular package of legislation is what it demonstrates. You know, it was just about 2 months ago that a lot of the same folks in this crowd were gathered together in Chinatown on Waverly. And we put all of these ideas out that day, and just a few months later, we're about to sign that legislation. And the way we did it together. This is going to pass with unanimous support from the Board of Supervisors. It contains legislation and ideas from every single different district, from up from small business owners across San Francisco, and it gives us a roadmap for what we need to continue to do. I'm very proud that in District 3, we have a local version of this coming to the board this fall called District 3 Thrives, which is looking at all of the legislation that has been put into District 3 that's no longer working, that's contributing to our empty storefronts. So there's a lot more to be done, but for today, this is a really, really good day, and I'm happy to be here with all of you. Drink some coffee, and let's get this signed. Thank you.
Wonderful. We're learning so much about our supervisors today. All right. Next up, we have District 5 Supervisor Bilal Mahmood.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Supervisor Bilal Mahmood representing the Tenderloin, which is a neighborhood that has been a beacon of hope for immigrants and refugees from all over the world, telling a story that our neighborhood is your path to upward mobility, especially through small businesses, restaurants, and retail that the immigrants in our community have been uplifting for years. My soon-to-be father-in-law, when they first moved from China as refugees, settled in the Tenderloin, and then for 2 to 3 decades afterward ran a Chinese restaurant in the Bay Area. If he were to come here today in San Francisco, absent this type of legislation, I'm not sure those types of immigrants and refugees who are trying to make the better life here in America would have been able to make it. But because of the efforts we're now doing to look into the details of cutting red tape is what we're doing to cut the to break the ceiling for our immigrants and refugees to get the path to upward mobility that we promised them for decades, for centuries in our country's history. So this is the first step to actually enabling that path to go forward. I wanted to thank Policy Chief Ned Siegel, who I don't think has gotten enough appreciation today, for leading this initiative and birthing this to be in as part of our city's history. And President Mandelman said, why is it taking to this long? It's because we have finally people in City Hall, majority of the Board of Supervisors, a mayor and a mayor's team that has worked in the private sector, worked in small business, and worked in government. And only when you marry all three of those things together do you actually get change. So thank you, everyone, and congratulations, Mayor Lurie and your entire team.
All right, next up we have District 2 Supervisor Stephen Sherrill.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Sherrill representing District 2 here in San Francisco. And I really regret that I let Veronica Lempert not let me wear a mask today, because it's now legal, because we've gotten rid of the mask permit. But anyway, Mayor Lurie, I want to thank you especially. One of my first bosses said, if something's important, put a name on it. Permit SF has a name because it is important. It is important, Rich, that we support business owners like you and Mayor Lurie, Katie, Patrick, Liz, Ned, Carla. I want to tell you, like Rafael Mandelman said, we are here because we want you to keep working to make government successful. We are behind you to keep pushing. We need to make sure it's easier for families, for small businesses to keep leading the revitalization of San Francisco. This board is committed to supporting your work. We want you to keep pushing. This is the beginning. Keep pushing. Thank you for having us here today.
All right. And finally, we'll hear from District 11 Supervisor Cheyenne Chen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cheyenne Chen, District 11 Supervisors. I want to thank Mayor Lurie and also my amazing colleagues who are here today. This is definitely a very collaborative partnership to make sure that we pass this common sense measure and cutting the red tape. My office and I have been already working with a number of small business, immigrant-owned small businesses in my district to navigate the process. With that, I also want to thank the Office of Small Business Director, Katie Tang, and also her wonderful staff, Rachel Lang, who's not here today, because their office is the office where we can continue to make sure that our small business owner can receive in language support. So I want to thank that, and I'm looking forward to make sure that in San Francisco small businesses continue to be thriving, and San Francisco is also, I like to continue to copy the mayor's line, San Francisco is on the rise. And thank you, and have a nice day.
All right, now we're going to hear from Rich Lee himself, the co-founder and owner of Spro.
Hey, everyone. What a special day, not just because of the legislation, but because Aiden's birthday, and I'll always remember this day. I wanted to thank the entire Board of Supervisors. Thank you so much, and Mayor Lurie, thank you for thinking about small business owners like myself. And I think this is a very, very exciting time to do business in San Francisco. I'm very, very hopeful, and I want to keep building in San Francisco and investing. Thank you so much, everyone.
Congrats on getting to 1 year. It's not an easy one, so, and you did it well. So we're happy to take a few questions.
Do you want to start permit questions? That we can
I do. I'm actually, can I ask Rich?
Yes. Come on, Rich. Oh. Come back up here. You can ask anybody a question.
Hello. This is all about here, speaking small up. Business. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the practical things for you that you're going to benefit from because this is going to be signed and take effect pretty quickly?
I mean, this will save not just me, but other business owners thousands of dollars, right? Permitting fees, registration, paying people to design, you know, drawings to put out tables and chairs. It will save every business owner thousands of dollars. And I mean, thousands of dollars is a lot of coffee. Right. And so, you know, that's a lot of business for a lot of people. And I think this will change drastically for business owners like myself.
I have to imagine the permitting costs more than the actual tables and chairs.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Other permit questions?
It's interesting. I think Supervisor Mandelman mentioned this. I don't think that your customers recognize and people generally recognize you have to pay to do all to do just that.
Yeah. Just to put tables, I just want to make coffee.
I think we've all seen it, and that's why you got an 11-0 vote. Because when you're out talking to people, when you're out talking to business owners, to the average, like anybody, they tell us every single day how hard it is to run a small business. And the most challenging part of it is dealing with us at City Hall and at planning. And so we have to do better, and we all recognize that, and that's what I think you're seeing here today is not only that recognition, but now that forward momentum and that push to make it as easy and simple and as possible, and to cut out the time also that it takes. And Permit SF, this is just the beginning. We have more to come.
Mr. Mayor, you mentioned that tourism is returning to San Francisco. Today you have a tourist at Alcatraz. Attorney General Pam Bondi is touring. What happens if Alcatraz is closed and turned into a lockup?
First, they have no realistic plan to make this feasible. If they want, and I said this before, if they want to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars, we have many opportunities to provide clean and safe streets to help rebuild the economy here in San Francisco and on the West Coast. As you just pointed out, tourists come from all over the world to visit Alcatraz. Over 1.5 million visitors, tens of millions of dollars of economic activity to our city and to our region. And that is driving our revitalization. And that's what we are focused on, and I hope that's what they're focused on. Well, first off, that's federal land, and it's doing incredibly well and contributing to the federal government. It's not a deficit in terms of the spending. So you all know my response always, and that is that I'm going to focus on what we can control here in San Francisco. You are seeing 11 supervisors, a mayor focused on economic recovery, making sure our streets are safe and clean, that we are always protecting our immigrant community and our LGBTQ+ community, and nothing is going to get in the way of that. And I'm going to let Washington and Sacramento deal with what they want to deal with. I'm going to deal with our supervisors here to get things done and get results for the people of San Francisco.
Whose district is Alcatraz in? any comments on the possibility of it being shut down, even just to consider it being turned into...
So I agree with Mayor Lurie. I listen, if all we're going to do is respond to the Trump administration and what they're doing, I also would say, you know, there's a meme that has taken hold about Taco. Trump always chickens out. And on the list of things that include turning Gaza into a beach resort and Canada 51st state and, you know, bringing Greenland into, you know, the America as an American protectorate, I'm sure that's my expectation is that Alcatraz is kind of on that list of let's see what it happens. It would be it would be multiple billions of dollars to actually make this into a federal prison on federal standards. If that's the way they want to do it, we'll see. Right today, we have 1,283 days left in the Trump administration, and the end of that can't come soon enough. And we'll see what happens with the midterms. It's not far away.
Okay, listen, we're not distracted. We're getting things done for the people of San Francisco every single day. We just passed a budget. We just passed RV legislation. These supervisors understand that we were all voted in by a city that wants results. And today I am so excited. Rich is someone that I've gotten to know over the last number of months. When we were drafting this legislation and Ned and the team and Katie were working on it, we talked to small business owners like Rich every single day to say, hey, how can we make things easier for you? And Rich and I got to know each other. He explained to me about the tables and chairs and all the other challenges. And today we're showing results and we have a lot more work to do. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day.
One group photo with all the survivors.
Can you get baby? Thanks, everybody.